Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, ana Nabi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, I could echo what has already been said because Al-Maqasid is like an oasis for a lot of us that don't live in the area. We have to kind of travel to get here. Well, just like someone who's thirsty, and they find an oasis, then you know where it's at. So whenever you're traveling, you always make your way back there. I don't know what to convey. I usually convey something that I'm dealing with. This Friday, I have to go into one of the prisons and do Jummah. And it's a very different experience from being in front of you. But there are similarities. And the similarities are that there are always people sincerely seeking Allah. And sometimes you can be overwhelmed, as you will in a prison, that there's so many that don't appear that way. And you may say to yourself, as has been said to me, why waste your time on these people? I've heard that I don't know how many times from people, Muslims. In fact, one Muslim officer told me, why do you do this? And subhanAllah, you know, you give them an answer, different answers at different times. But it all boils down to discharging what Allah has given you. So you free yourself from withholding benefit from people. It's never your job to manage people's lives or to see results. The worst thing you can do is to look for results in your work of da'wah, because that's not your realm. That's Allah's realm. But our realm is to discharge, calling them. And more importantly, being an example to them. And I know I'm not what they think, but Allah has allowed them to think it. And I have to say, astaghfirullah, help me, Allah, to be what they think. But this is the job of every Muslim. In every aspect of your life, you don't have to be a chaplain in a prison or imam or teacher or any title. All you have to do is exemplify the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every place that you are. And then you leave the rest to Allah. And this goes for our children too. It is that we present to them this deen, and then we leave it to Allah. And we never give up on them, thinking that they turned away from Islam. Because in most cases, we'll leave this world before them, and we don't know what Allah has in store for them. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, don't think for a minute that your da'wah is not having an effect. Because Allah does give you some signs. He has someone that comes to you and says, what you said to me had such a tremendous impact on my life. And I'm always saying, I wonder what that was. because I can't remember what word that was, but Allah made that word. And that's with everything else. Allah is making it happen. Our responsibility is to give and leave the rest to Allah. So we ask Allah to make us the givers and the ones who love Him and love His messenger to the point that we want other people to love Him and love His messenger. Allahumma wa bihamdika wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.